You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back, everybody. We're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? Went through the first four planks of the Communist Manifesto, which most people don't even know what it says. There are four, each of the first four planks. And, of course, this is a biblical subject because the Bible warns us in the end there's going to be a one-world government with the mark of the beast that has total control and enslavement over its people. And we're headed straight there on a train full speed ahead with no brakes. So let's take a look at the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto. It reads, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and a exclusive monopoly. Well, what do you have here? Have you ever heard of the Federal Reserve System? You know, it's not real money that they put out. If you look at it, it's a Federal Reserve note. And read what it says at the top, Federal Reserve note. It's a promissory note. And there's very little real biblical money out there. It might not be much longer before we move beyond that and straight into the digital currency. They're calling it Biden dollars or Biden bucks. And they want to go there because it gives them complete tracking, complete control. And when the mark of the beast is in place, they just simply turn your account off. You can't buy or sell. Now, some people say, oh, I have gold. I'm going to get to the gold and the silver part. But right now, today, people are using credit cards, debit cards. They don't get paid anymore from their employers. It's all direct deposit. Well, I think the fifth plank of the Communist Manifesto has been around since 1913. But let's talk about these digital dollars or digital quote-unquote currency, which isn't currency. It's based off of nothing. At least the Federal Reserve notes are printed on paper. There's a penny's worth of substance there. But this digital currency is a complete fiat and fraud. And somebody says, oh, I got silver and gold. I'm not worried about this. Well, let me tell you about your silver and gold, folks. When you can't buy or sell, and if you have something important that takes to survive, like just say food, and somebody's got silver and gold, and they come to you and say, will you trade me some food for some silver and gold? What are you going to do with that silver and gold? How are you going to replenish it? How are you going to get more food? It's not acceptable anymore. It's not currency. It's worthless. So thinking that you're going to survive this crisis by silver and gold is a dream. The only way you're going to survive this crisis is protection from God. You're going to have to stand up to the beast system. You're going to have to say no. And you're going to have to do as much as you possibly can yourself. And when you run out of things that you can do, then you have to rely on God to provide the rest. Because we're here. This beast is around the corner. We'll continue this with the next show. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.